So earlier this month, a coroner in Quebec determined that a man had died thanks to complications linked to an ear infection suffered as a result of piercing his ear membrane with a cotton swab. And as a result of that, the coroner is calling for larger warnings on their packaging about the dangers of using them in the ears. But Q-tips aren't playing ball. Are they endangering people? To answer that question, here's Rich Duncan with an unpopular opinion.
My unpopular opinion.
You know, it's safe to say that 98% of all the times I've ever held a Q-tip in my life, I have inserted it directly into my ear. I know they warn you not to, right there on the package, but I say do it anyway. Heck, sometimes I'll even flip it over after it's been in my ear and bam, insert the same Q-tip into my other ear. You heard me. Two in one. In fact, the only occasions when I have held a Q-tip and then not inserted it directly into my ear canal have been those times when I inadvertently grabbed more Q-tips than I intended, so instead of inserting them directly into my ear canal, I'd insert them back into the package so I could better insert them directly into my ear canal on another day. Q-tips are the only product that actually warn people against using them for the only reason they bought them in the first place. You know what cans of soup don't say? Warning! Do not mix with one can of water and heat until hot. Then do not eat. Well, that's what you get from Q-tips. Their website has a section entitled Variety of Uses, none of which are, quote, used to clean the orifice of your body that is shaped exactly like this product. But what do they suggest? Among other things, and I'll quote, dip a Q-tip cotton swab in rubbing alcohol to clean around your newborn's umbilical cord. Thanks. I'm sure thousands of people a day walk into a drugstore and say, oh, look, Q-tips, that's great, I should buy some, because now that I think of it, the area around my newborn's umbilical cord is filthy. Thanks, Q-tips. If it weren't for your helpful product, I might also never be able to clean the eyeballs of my hundreds of antique dolls. Well, it might be unpopular, but I, for one, am going to keep sticking Q-tips directly into my ears. And I guess there might be a chance that I could kill myself or damage my hearing, but I'll tell you right now, if you're one of those people who like to say, you know, you're really not supposed to do that, I can assure you, your criticism will be falling on deaf ears.
My unpopular opinion. Thanks, Rich.